name is Mrs. Rose Olowo. I use Orile Agege General Hospital, Lagos, from antenatal. The challenges we do have in the antenatal session presently, for now, I would say there are no more challenges unlike 2 years back when I gave birth to my first daughter. When I gave birth to my first daughter in 2012, the crowd was much. By then, when you get to the hospital by 7, you will be there up to 4 or 5 in the evening before you leave there. You go back home because of the crowd. And the nurses are too harsh to the patient. Unlike this present one that I'm attending, most of those challenges are they've reduced it. Now, when you go, they divide the session into two. They have session for 8 o'clock to 10 for the first set of pregnant women. While they have the one of 10 to 12 for the second set. And by the time you go, within 2 hours, you are done. You leave the place. In my own case, I'm for 10. Because when you get there, they will ask you, do you want 8 or 10? You tell them. And once they book you, that is what you are. You follow it up to the day of delivery. Now the challenges are not much. The only thing is that the nurses still remain the way they are, with their harsh character, the way they talk to patients, and they don't have manners. And the doctors, they attend to us well. You get to them, they answer questions. Within 10 to 15 minutes, you are done with them. You leave the place. They write drugs for you, collect the drugs free. They give us about 3 different drugs, B complex, folic acid, and ferrous. If there is anyone you will buy, they will recommend it for you. Go outside and buy it. So those are the things we'll notice there for now.
How does antenatal care you go for, how does it affect your work?
It does not affect my work because like two years ago, if I go to the antenatal, I don't come to the office at all for that day. But this one, when I go on my own, I come to the office. Not that the office wants me to come. They know that day I don't need to come, but I still come to do one or two things in the office and go back home, because by 12 I'm done. One, I'm in the office to spend another 2 hours in the office, go back home. So in this area, there are chances for you to do other things because of the time factor.
The cost for delivery, how is it?
2012, it was 12,500, but now it's 28,000 naira. The very first day I got there, when they addressed us, they told us about their procedures there. So when we are told that the delivery fee is 28,000, most of us shouted. Those who could not cope, they dropped, because they say some private hospital are collecting 10, 15. Now, why must government hospital collect 28,000? That is too much. And that the increment is even more than double of, almost twice double of the previous payment. That is too much. So it was those of us who feel that we can continue. We'll continue with them. And in my own case, I'm not even with National Health Insurance Scheme. I would have dropped. Let me tell you the truth. Because nobody will see where things is okay for her. That we will now go to a place, especially government hospital. The money is too much. So that is a case of that aspect. In that aspect, the money is too much. Even up to date, when we go to the hospital, we still complain about it. That they should do something about it. That 28,000 naira is too much.
How does the National Health Insurance Scheme affect your antenatal care? How has it helped? Has it helped in
any way? Positively, because like there is a delivery pack a pregnant woman needs to buy for 4,000 naira. Being that I'm in National Health Insurance Scheme, I paid 400, 10% of it. There is one test they asked us to do, 2,000 naira. I paid 200, and after my delivery, any cost that I will incur in the hospital, when I want to pay, they will give me discount of, they will cut it down, 10% of every expenses I will incur on that hospital the day I will deliver. But there are some things they don't give preference to concerning to NHIS, but there are some major aspect of the things that they will ask you to pay with NHIS scheme payments.
How were you able to assess it? NHIS. How did you come about it?
Because I'm working with federal government. So that arrangement has been done for some years back. Now, so I registered and I decided to pick that hospital. So the federal government said we should pick any hospital of our choice. It could be private or general. Once you pick that of your choice, you register it with the government. The government will now send your name to that hospital. You enjoy that privilege.
Okay. B between private hospital and government hospital in general, who do you think is the best for pregnant women to go to?
Government hospital is the best. Why? Because of experts. Why? And there are doctors around on the ground. If anything happens, they call a specialist that will attend to your case. But in private, if anything happens, definitely you will still be referred to general hospital. So the best one, not go to the general hospital where they will immediately attend to your case. But in private, look at the emergency before they will send you from the hospital to the general hospital. Anything can happen on the way, just as in the issue of bleeding. The woman can bleed from where she registered from private before she will get to distance, and you know, hold up in our roads, on our roads, attempts cause delay. That woman can die on the road. So it's better one starts with general hospital. But most cases, many women like registering with two hospitals. So register with private and government.
Why?
Because the private one is close to their house. The general one might be far from their house. So in case of any emergency or maybe late delivery in the night, they will quickly rush to the one that is close to them, so that to avoid any unforeseen circumstance. Yes.
Okay. What can you say about maternal leave?
Maternal leave. Huh? Well, maternal leave is good. I would say it's good. It has its advantage and disadvantage. Like where I work, the procedure is that you apply a month to your date of delivery, which still have negative effects. Because when you go a month to your delivery, you go home and stay. When you stay at one place, it will not affect you. It will not help you as a pregnant woman because there will be no exercise. But you're moving up and down. It helps you. It helps you in terms of your health, everything. But when you now go home and stay one place, it will cause some other health challenges to the woman. So I don't so much like that. Go one more time, relax before your EDD date. So it's not too good, but I think it also helps some women because they will relax and get back their health. So it's in two ways.